This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know if we're going to find anyone to call into the show and say they've done this before, but we are looking to find anyone who's been as brave as Hannah and has gone hitchhiking.
My mother's listening. This is not going to go well.
314-531-9898. Has anyone ever gone hitchhiking before? And there's no way we're going to get anyone who's called it. But last week on the show, I read off like a statistic, like 73% of people said they would not hitchhike, meaning like a quarter of people said they would. And then Hannah said this. I don't know if you guys caught this.
I just remembered I did hitchhike.
What?
What? What?
Like,
me and my friend, we were in middle school and we were at Steak and Shake and it was really late and we were scared to ask our parents to pick us up. So there was like a 16-year-old looking guy. So we asked him if he could take us home and he did. He was so nice.
There you go.
All right.
Hannah's hitchhiked before, and one forgot about it.
Yeah.
I just remembered I hitchhiked before.
Yeah, I mean, I had to keep that secret so tight so I didn't get grounded for life, but yeah.
I don't know anyone that's hitchhiked, and that's a crazy thing.
As a middle schooler. That's what's even crazier.
Anyone out there that's hitchhiked before, 314-531-9898. Is anyone even done? I've done something close to this. This is the closest thing, and I don't think it's considered hitchhiking or anything like that. But when before Apple Pay, before like all of your like stuff was on your phone, I had left my wallet when I was living in Spokane, Washington, and I was in Seattle. And so I was on like they're 4 hours from each other. Mm-hmm. And so I was driving, and I needed gas in the middle of nowhere, Washington. And I realized I left my wallet at the restaurant we were at in Seattle.
Oof.
And so I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere, and I had to ask random people to fill up my gas tank because I didn't have any money.
Did they do it?
Yeah, that was a crazy experience because like you just think like, well, people actually do it. What will they do if they just see some random dude going up to just random strangers like, hey, will you put gas in my gas tank? But that's how I had to pull off getting gas. But I didn't ask for a ride back to Seattle to go get my wallet.
I wasn't thumb out on the side of the road. I mean...
You found a random person.
You found a random person. I mean, I have picked up a random person.
Well, that's kind of...
That is hitchhiking.
But that's
what do you mean?
Here's why, though.
How are you guys forgetting
this?
Because this
me.
Is not like a hitchhiker. Because when I think of hitchhiking, I think of the same thing. Thumbs out. You know, we're going to go down the road.
Your thumb doesn't have to be out for it to be hitchhiking, guys.
This was because there it was a stalled vehicle. It was like a family. It was like, you know, four people on the side of the road, and I'm driving by, and they did the wave down, and I pulled over, and they needed a ride with the gas tank to go to the gas station. That's not hitchhiking.
Kevin, that is the definition of hitchhiking.
They got like little kids.
That's how
kids.
They get you, man.
No,
that's how they get you. Yeah,
that's a whole different
kids
thing.
Kids are a decoy, Kevin.
My mom has technically picked up a hitchhiker.
What? All of you guys, this is insane. Okay, 314-531-9898. I love how everyone just played it cool last week when we had this conversation. And Kevin's like, well, I don't count that family.
I don't count.
Oh, my mom.
A hitchhiker to me is somebody who's going down the road. You don't know where. They just want to ride to wherever you're going or part way. It's not like you're taking them to get gas or something.
Kevin, you're a hitchhiker. Just admit it.
No, I'm not.
314-531-9898. If anyone's got any hitchhiker stories, who knew? Guys, last week on the show, Hannah casually goes, oh my God, guys, I forgot I hitchhiked before. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Anyone out there that has a hitchhiking story, 314-531-9898. Kevin forgot he picked up an entire family.
Yeah, but that's not a hitchhiker to
that
me.
That is a Alex.
No, I mean, how many people were in the family?
But there were four people
so
in the family.
That's four hitchhikers. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, Kevin is.
Kevin, that is how they get you.
Come on, dude.
Katie, have you hitchhiked before?
I have.
In a foreign country.
Yeah.
What happened?
We were on one of our all-girls high school trips to Spain, and we decided one night, and this was in, like, 2005, so right after the Aruba situation, the Natalie Holloway, right?
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah.
And so we were at a hotel one night, and it was, like, curfew was, like, 10 o'clock, and so my friends and I decided to leave to go find a bar. And we roamed made our way into this neighborhood and literally found three guys standing outside of their car. And in our broken English, Spanish, asked them to take us to a bar. And
nice.
They did. And then we
safe.
Had no idea where we were.
The girls have to go out.
We needed to go out.
You live to tell about it.
Yep.
Tatum, you went hitchhiking before. When did you go hitchhiking?
So I had a similar story from middle school.
Prime time to do it.
Yeah, prime time to do it, Hannah says.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, I would kill my own kids right now. I was getting my braces changed, and it started pouring down rain, and I was too – it was before I had a cell phone – too embarrassed to ask the front desk to call my parents, so I just started walking and didn't stick my thumb out. I wasn't actually hitchhiking, I guess, but – some man pulled over, just a man in his truck, and took me home.
Okay.
That sounds like an attempted kidnap.
Yeah.
Like when a random man pulls over, like when you don't have your thumb out and there's a middle schooler out there, everything about this seems effed up. Like everything.
Yeah.
Also, why are you at the orthodontist by yourself?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. I don't know.
Wow.
The cutting dropped off.
It was a different time.
Wow. I get that, though, how you're scared to ask the front people, but then, yeah. I get that.
Allie, you've hitchhiked before. When did you hitchhike?
Well, I didn't officially hitchhike. I was standing on a corner.
Everybody is calling in saying they're not a hitchhiker.
Okay.
I was standing with friends, and there was this guy, because it was traffic. It was after the VP fair, and this guy on a motorcycle was standing there, and he goes, do you want to go for a ride? And I said, yes. Now, mind you, I'm in my 50s, and I have daughters, and I would kill them if it is.
Right, yeah.
But he took me for a ride around downtown St. Louis, probably gone a half an hour, brought me right back and dropped me off. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It was weird, but like
seems
I said,
like
I was feeling
like a common
like
theme.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all have this loose
different
definition
times.
Of hitchhiking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.